It is 8:40. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aridis, Tyler Gumnick off today, and Knox Prairie Fire. Finally, 3 weeks later, they have a home game. The Nosher Bowl will be filled with not only the football team practicing, but fans as well.
And snow.
And snow as well.
And snow. Growing by there this morning. We have a couple inches of snow still on the bowl surface, so this will be a fun time for football this weekend.
Knox College head coach Damon Tomeo joining us here this morning. And, I asked you off the air because normally you have early morning practice. You guys are out there like 6:30, but a little bit different. I'm guessing in your career, I would say because of some of the places you've been, like, say, North Dakota, you've probably had practices
colder
with temperatures like that and colder.
Colder, yeah. Some of the new legislation now, if it hits a feels like a 15, which is what we had this morning, you have a 30-minute frostbite warning. So if you're not having everybody move around quickly in a lot, you're going to have a problem. So we decided to go this afternoon. We'll go about 4:30, and temperatures will be in the 40s, probably like tomorrow during game time. So feels like a 15, and you can't play football.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It'll be similar to what you're going to face tomorrow. It'll be chilly, but, you know, you get playing, you get sweating, until you stop.
And the sun's out.
Yeah, and you'll have some sunshine.
And the sun's out. So we looked up one of our players, one of our linebackers, Ian Rao, out of Wisconsin. Almost northern Canada area there in Wisconsin. He asked in Wisconsin if they have the same rules on temperature. So we did a 5-minute search. You love Google. Wisconsin said, it's football season. Go play. So I guess in Illinois, there's just different rules and with the NCAA.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny how that changes state by state.
Yeah. Hey, it's winter, whether it's Halloween or not. We play, whatever.
Oh,
unless it's lightning.
Merry Christmas, by the way.
Yes,
oh, wait, happy Halloween. Yeah,
too.
Whoops.
All right. Well, you took a trip down to Jacksonville last week, and it didn't click for whatever reason. And you knew it wasn't going to be easy anyway going in there. But again, some struggles for you offensively again.
Yeah, we marched down the field in the first possession and scored and kicked a field goal, and that was good. And then we just kind of blundered around the first and second quarter, and it just wasn't good football for us. And frustrating. We challenged them at halftime, and we came out and played a great second half. But a little too late. In that game, but it was still good to see our guys compete, but it was just uncharacteristic of us. The rain, the weather, the travel, who knows, but we just didn't play well the first half, and that you're not going to be successful in college football unless you can put four quarters together.
And it's got to be tough, and it's got to be frustrating from your standpoint, and maybe for the guys too, because you had a couple of weeks in a row where you saw some really good football out of those guys.
Absolutely, and to see that kind of event happen, it was just uncharacteristic, and we need to be better as we're getting into these final 3 weeks. I know a home game will help us. Homecoming will help us. And our guys are excited to play tomorrow as long as they get a little bit of that snow off the field so we can see the lines.
So Cornell comes to town tomorrow, 1 o'clock, the Nosher Bowl. It's, as you mentioned, homecoming. And finally, after 3 weeks, 2 on the road, 1 without a game because of that whole Grinnell thing, finally back at the Nosher Bowl for a game. So guys got to feel good about that, though. You're going to have a bigger crowd, and there's going to be some alums and whatnot in town for this game.
Yeah, spirited week of practice this week, and it was good even battling some of the temperatures that we've had. And I know just changing from this morning to this afternoon, our guys are kind of excited about the afternoon practice. And I think it'll be a pretty lighthearted, fun Friday practice for us. But homecoming on Knox's campus this weekend. So there's always a lot of alums around. And it's always fun to hear their stories of how much better they were back in the 70s and 80s. And funny, it's not the same video that I watched, but we're happy to have them, and it should be a good time at the bowl tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Speaking of alums, one of yours, Jordan Anderson, is going to be in town. He's actually going to be on Galesburg Live with me tomorrow morning, talking about a little movie that he's put together, a documentary on Harley Nosher.
Jordan Anderson is one of a kind. I mean, he's that guy that I've just been so fortunate to have an opportunity to share 4 years of my life with him as he came to Knox to play football. And we thought he'd be a fullback, and he just has some ability, and we moved into defensive line and ended up being an all-conference performer, team captain, and just a great, great individual. Did a senior project. He's kind of into video and editing and just documentary, and he's really good at it for someone at his age. So on Harley Nosher, Coach Nosher has made such an impact on the community and at Knox, and basically Jordan went back in the archives and interviewed a bunch of people and put it together in a big documentary on Harley. So Win, Lose, and Love will display for the first time on Saturday evening at 8 o'clock at the Orpheum. It is free, and I know it's going to be packed with people, students, alums, community members, and it's a lot of work on Jordan's shoulders. So Jordan's coming into town. I actually talked to him this morning. He's flying in. He now lives in California.
Works for the NFL, right?
Works for the NFL. Yeah. I wish he was playing in the NFL, but his profession now is behind the scenes with the video work, and I look forward to seeing him this weekend, and it's been a tremendous story for him, and the way it's looking and the way he's going, he'll be buying me lunches when I visit him soon rather than the normal rule, which is I buy the alum lunch. So.
Yeah, the one thing you can't coach, you can't teach 6'5", 290. Yeah, that comes naturally somehow.
No, and Jordan, I'll be nice and say he's 5'10", and but he's got a heart of a lion, and he's one of the best people to be around in true definition of Knox College.
All right, so as things line up now, of course, you got Cornell tomorrow, the homecoming game. Then next Saturday, you'll play down 34 a little bit.
The team over on the west side.
And that'll wrap up the regular season. So as things sit now, what would happen the following week? And are you hosting? Is it South hosting this year?
South is hosting Game 10 this year, so everybody in the South will have the extra home game, which is really nice, especially this time of year with the weather we've had. I hate to have to travel north. But if you're staring at our conference, the game you're looking at is that team over on the west side is traveling to the University of Chicago this week, and you have two teams with no losses in the South Division, arguably for the number one spot. On the north side, St. Norbert and Lake Forest, both with zero losses in the North Division, play next week for the number one spot. So two good weeks coming up to kind of determine who should be one and two. The way it sits right now, we have a good shot at McAllister, Ripon, and they would be home here for us.
All right. So lineups are pretty good games coming up over the next couple
of weeks. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right. Well, let's move on. Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us here this morning. The rest of college football, top-ranked, the top three teams, after some really good games last weekend on the schedule, the top three teams, LSU, Bama, Ohio State, all have the weekend off, as does Clemson playing Wofford.
Now, don't knock on Wofford, because Wofford's my guys down there at Wofford in South Carolina. So what you do notice, though, if you're paying attention on the bigger picture, this is about two-thirds of the college season in Division I, and it's very common to see a bye week or a kind of a non-competitive game slotted in for a slow week for those guys to be able to kind of recover as they get into the final stretch of the season. So, as you said, Tom, Alabama bye, LSU bye, Ohio State bye, Clemson with mighty Wofford coming to town collecting a paycheck, and Penn State with a bye, Oklahoma with a bye. It gets kind of boring.
Minnesota
with a bye. Yeah.
Wisconsin, Iowa. Wow, so lots of buys.
This is that mark in the season.
There is a game, though, number six, number eight. Is it a real battle or not? Georgia and Florida.
I think it's going to be a fun game, and it's not a home game for really other team. Even though it is in Florida, it's where the Jacksonville Jaguars play, so it's not at in the swamp. So that'd be a little bit of a different environment for Georgia to go into. But I still think it's going to be probably the game of the week. It's at the 2:30 time slot. And, you know, you can go either way on this one, because I think Georgia's in a must-win situation, as is Florida. So both teams, I think, are going to come to play.
Let's see if you go out west. Utah number nine now. They're at Washington. Oregon number seven. SC does.
I know you keep doing it in the Pac-12. You know, on the north side, Oregon sitting 7-1 probably has the lockdown on going into the Pac-12 championship game. On the south, Utah 7-1 also, but USC's knocking on the door, and USC could sneak into this with a couple more wins on the south side. So Oregon, USC would be fun. I don't know, Utah can, everyone says, but gosh, I struggle to see Utah pull that one off. But Oregon's been the team all season long on the West Coast.
Is there a line on which uniform combination the Ducks will wear?
Or which of their 30 or 40?
Yeah, however many, those combinations.
That is the thing nowadays. Even with us, you know, we have a couple different options and mix and match a little bit, the tops and the bottoms. And we let the guys pick because it's something they really like, and maybe I'm old school. It's just not something I'm into.
Let's see, SMU Memphis, that's 15-24 matchup.
Yeah, you know it's going to be a rough weekend when College Game Day goes to Memphis.
Yeah. Don't they only play basketball there?
Right. So it is neat to see SMU, you know, has been such almost a near dumpster fire for so many years now, number 15 in the country. Now, I don't think they're going to be in a major bowl game and really do anything to shake up the college landscape, but still 15 on the season. And Memphis has kind of been steady Eddie in there as well, you know, being able to win some games. So the other big key matchup, SMU at Memphis. That is this exciting weekend. Sorry.
Yeah. And, you know, again, you look a few years ago, 16 Notre Dame and Va Tech, but not so much now. Notre Dame should roll in and get a win.
No. I mean, and as you look around the whole college landscape, there's, you know, five teams that everybody's kind of talking about. There's some one-loss teams that are going to be in the hunt, and because of the way the games are going to shake out, Florida, Oklahoma sitting with a loss, Oregon we talked about, Georgia with a loss, and Utah, somebody's going to sneak into this college playoff because they're going to play somebody. I know next week everyone is going to be at home because it's Alabama, LSU, and that's going to be a good one, and everyone knows it. Ohio State, Penn State in a couple weeks, And that should be another one that's going to help clean up the Big Ten.
So Minnesota, they're number 13, still unbeaten. Is schedule is what's going to keep them out of there, or because they don't have Ohio State this year? Is that right? Or
That's a great question, and one I would want to know. I you know, looking at Minnesota's schedule, I know the strength of their schedule because the start of it has been pretty weak. Mm-hmm. If they continue to win out, though, it's going to put them in an interesting position because that could put them in the chance to be in the Big Ten championship game. Coming up for Minnesota in the next few weeks, they have Penn State, which will be obviously a tough one.
Yeah.
Iowa. You know what's been disappointing is Northwestern.
Yeah.
You know, I just – and I love Coach Fitz there. I think he does a great job. And then Wisconsin, who's had a good season. So they got to play three top 20 teams in their final four games. And when you say strength of schedule is weak, San Diego – or South Dakota State, 1AA, Fresno, nowhere near where they've been, Georgia Southern, Purdue.
Yeah.
Illinois. I didn't want to say that.
I know what that point, though, yeah.
Rutgers. No, they do not play Ohio State, and I think that's going to give them a line. But they could lose three of the next four.
Yeah. Speaking of Illinois, after the big win over Wisconsin, my hope was don't go lay an egg at Purdue, because Purdue's not a bad team that you've consistently lost to, and they come out with a good win there. And same thing has happened. Now they are finally – they actually were not favored against Purdue. They are now favored against Rutgers, but you got to go out and perform, though.
Well, it's amazing to see that they have done that two in a row now. Illinois is not just favored. They're like super favored over Rutgers, and this is a game that now we're talking Illinois fans winning three in a row. What a great turn that program's got going right now. Now, I don't know how many more wins they have on the schedule after this. That when you line up, they got a really competitive shot. It's not going to get much easier for them. Michigan State coming down the pipe on the 9th. Iowa, which would be a fun game to watch. It is in Iowa. And then the battle for the state against Northwestern, and that one is in Champaign. So
yeah.
They can take care of Rutgers, compete with Michigan State. Iowa's going to be tough. And then Northwestern, this could be the year they beat Northwestern. That says something. So good job with Lovey. They got four wins in the season, sitting 4-4.
Try to become bowl eligible.
They need two more.
Yep.
And that would be a massive step forward for that staff down there.
And they have played well enough at times that they could win all of those games. I don't think or know that they will, but they are capable of winning every one of those games.
What I saw
wouldn't be easy, but.
Yeah, I agree. What I saw a team play a little bit more consistent. They had a little bit better just kind of sideline demeanor. And when the bad things are happening, they were still in the game mentally. So I think they've kind of – the culture there has kind of kicked over to where they believe a little bit more. And that's huge. That is really huge.
Absolutely. Damon Tomeo, Knox College head football coach, the Prairie Fire homecoming game tomorrow afternoon at the Nosher Bowl, 1 o'clock kickoff. They'll play host to Cornell tomorrow afternoon. And, the homecoming should be a great atmosphere out there for Prairie Fire football. All right, well, let's switch gears. An NFL game last night, 49ers 8-0. Wow, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Just getting it done. It got a little scary there at the end when the Cardinals took 11 points in the fourth quarter. But 28-25, and San Francisco wins again, and you see so many of those NFL games by one score or less, not even a full 6-7 points. So it's good to see somebody different kind of at the front with Garoppolo, no doubt.
Yeah.
That was a 10-point line on that game, too. And it was in Arizona. So, interesting scoreline. The game I liked, or the two games I liked this week, Minnesota at Kansas City. I think that's going to be a fun game to watch. And both teams are kind of vying for a good spot as they
even get. Even with no Mahomes, you think it'll still be a
absolutely.
Good
I
game.
Think that it's in Kansas City.
Yeah.
They're going to make a game out of it, and it's one I think that Kansas City, because of the divisions, really want to play well in.
I want to mention something about Halloween and trick-or-treating last night. There's always some unfortunate things that happen, you know, in the past. People, pins or needles or razor blades in candy. Apparently, there were some sick people last night that were giving out Dolphins and Bears tickets to kids. It was horrible.
Yeah, that's a really sad thing. And they had a lot of tickets to give away.
Bears, Eagles, I had to go with the home team. Bears have just been bad enough. Eagles haven't been that much better, though.
Well, you know, I... Here we go again. You always like the Eagles, and you know I'm going to bring up Carson Wentz again.
Yep.
So I'd take the Eagles, give the 4 points, and I think the Bears, this is going to be a tough one for them as they move forward. But should be a good game. It's in the noon slot on Sunday.
Let's see. I was looking at some of the schedules. A lot of teams with similar records, kind of mid-pack, around 500, a lot of those. What was the one I was looking at? Let me find it here. Interesting. Steelers got the win. They're playing better. Colts have played some pretty good football. You got Colts 5-2, Steelers 3-4. Is that, it's in Pittsburgh.
Are they
turning it around?
Yeah, straight pick 'em game, depending on who you want to go with on that one. It's hard to go against a home team when it's pick 'em. Both teams are kind of in that same spot. 5 wins, 3 wins. Steelers are still struggling. I think the Colts are kind of going okay. So take the home team just because you're feeling good about it, or do you take the Colts to come in and try to get to 6 wins on the season?
The second dumpster fire bowl of the year, the 1-6 Jets in Miami to take on the 0-7 Dolphins.
Well, you're talking about Halloween tickets. You got Redskins looking for a new coach, 1 win. Miami, 0 wins, trying to lose. Cincinnati, 0 wins. And now Atlanta, 1 win, and the ownership saying they're going to discuss his future here after this weekend. So I can't see that going well for Atlanta, and I don't wish that on anybody having been a part of that. But there's 4 teams in the NFL that are really, really struggling. It's sad to see.
Yeah, and I mean, is there going to be anybody even at that game in Miami on Sunday? I mean, that's a lot of money for tickets, but if you're not going to see good football. All right, Patriots are in Baltimore to take on the Ravens. Patriots, have they been rolling? Ravens have had a good season, though, with 5-2.
Yeah, now, I don't get why the line on this game is only 3 points. Like, if I got to put it down, I'm going to take New England. Give 3 points. I mean, I know they're on the road, but the way they're playing, the defense they're playing is really good. Now, Baltimore's had a really good season, and they're, you know, scoring points. They're above 30 on the average, but they're still giving up over 3 scores. So I just can't see this not going the way of New England.
Lions, Raiders, pick 'em.
Yeah, there's another one. I mean, some of these
it's in Oakland. It's
a weird year in the NFL when you're looking at it. You have a couple teams that are at the real top, like, wow, they're playing so well, San Francisco, New England. There's a lot of teams that are like this muddled mush in the middle, and then there's a few four dumpster fires that it's like, what are they doing? So when you get some of this muddled mesh in the middle playing together, a lot of these games are 1 point, 2 point pick 'em games that, you know, if it's your team and you're fun to watch, but it's hard if you're in a good office pool trying to figure out who's going to win.
Yeah, and by the way, Browns and Broncos. I went with the home team. I did not go with the. I went with the Broncos.
I would too. I'm getting nervous about Coach Monken there in Cleveland and his future because that's a tough deal. If you saw that play last week with New England, it's not designed for you to throw the ball right at the defensive lineman. If you were wondering, that's not good.
Okay, well, I didn't think he probably designed it that way.
Hopefully not.
Knox College Head Football Coach Damon Tomeo joining us here this morning. Prairie Fire homecoming game tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff at the Nosher Bowl against Cornell. High school playoffs start, some games tonight, most of them tomorrow. Of course, Farmington tonight, their game has been moved to Dunlap. They're taking on Seneca, and I can never remember the young man's name. He's out with a broken ankle. If they win, he will be back next week. And what I understand about this kid, he's like 6'2", 220, 225 running back, but they said he makes the most impact as a defensive end. So if they hopefully they'll win and be able to get him back. But big game tomorrow. Knoxville showed they were for real last week against Farmington.
That was a big win. 9-0 Knoxville. Congrats to everybody part of the program there. But Rockford Christian, 5-4 on the season, at home for Knoxville. I don't see this being a hard game for them if they continue to run the ball like they can. Next week, Waseca Tremont is the next bracket or the next victim. For Knoxville, I think it's going to go to round 3 where they're going to start getting their first challenge. Probably a GCMS, Gibson City, Melvin Sibley. I had some mouthful of rocks.
It's over kind of in the Waseca area, too.
Yeah, yes, it is. And then Sterling, Newman Central Catholic over that way. They'll battle round 2, and that winner of that will probably take on Knoxville, I anticipate. So round 3, I think the quarters should be a really good game on that side of the bracket.
Of course, A-Town, Abingdon, Avon, the Tornadoes, they will have to travel in their first game tomorrow. They'll be up at Kirkland, Hiawatha, southeast of Rockford there.
It's still great. They got in the playoffs, 6 wins. Hiawatha's been a solid program, though, at 8-1, and the challenges aren't going to get any easier for A-Town, as in round 2, if they can get past this week, they're going to face a 9-0 Morrison team, which is one of the top seeds in 1A.
Yeah, they've got a good team. Speaking of 1A, Annawan Weathersfield, they just rolled through this entire season.
Yeah, Lewiston this week will be their next victim. Second round of the playoffs, Ottawa Marquette or Forreston, and I know I've seen Forreston play, and they got a good team this year. So I don't think that the bracket did AW any favors, but I do feel if they can get to the third round, that's when you're probably looking at the Hiawatha Abingdon winner and into the beyond that. So Princeville's then there in the 1A bracket, and they're opposite there a little further down, but they're going to have to get through Lena Winslow at some point, and that's another team in 1A that's just crushing it.
Yeah, you look at that area of the state. We've talked about this off the air. All these, they grow linemen big up there.
In
that area up around the Rockford area, east and west there.
And we recruit a lot of these 1A, 2A schools, and we're in them, and it is amazing to see that for sure. Rushville in the playoffs this year, we're happy to see their progress. Princeton, Another team locally, Farmington, we talked about, Eureka, Rock Island.
Kewaunee's another one, Coach Swanson, in his first year over there after being at Galesburg for several years.
And Kewaunee, 6-3 on the season. Yeah. And you know what? I apologize if you're a Kewaunee fan, and we haven't talked about them at all. So, and I'm happy to see they have a game.
They are playing. For sure.
Right? Well, that's
because I know they were letting because they were playing up the school out of the public. Yeah, I know they because of the tentative agreement they let them practice, but they had to practice yesterday and Wednesday and Thursday to be able to play. Is that right?
Yep. Okay, that's just sad to see a strike happen and take away high school football for these guys and what they wanted. So hopefully this all works out and they can get those games in. But really in 4A, the IVC Chillicothe IVC is really one of the teams to keep an eye on, as is Cole City, and they're set to both meet probably in the championship round.
All right. Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us. And, best of luck to all local teams in the playoffs, whether it's tonight or tomorrow. Going to be a lot of great football around the area.
Yeah. No, Dunlap-Rocky, I think, is the game. The close one to see. And then the winner, you're going to get close to Washington and Peoria. Will be in they're going to be replaying each other here shortly. Yep. But some good football to play here and some nice weather for it coming.
Absolutely. Hey, it's winter somehow here at the beginning
November
of fall.
1.
Yeah. Oh, crazy. All right. Well, Coach, always appreciate your time. You've never looked better. My goodness.
Dressed for homecoming
I'm
this
so
weekend.
I'm so underdressed here this morning.
Oh, yeah. At least look the part.
Exactly.
No, safe travels to everybody this weekend. And I know a lot of high school games are, Saturdays and with the weather we're having. So take your time. Enjoy the weekend. And for all those high school students that aren't playing this weekend, enjoy and congrats on finishing what so few are able to do, is finishing a high school career playing high school football.
Coach, best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks.